You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Skilfi Sigurdsson to score and Swansea to win was 9-2, now 6-1. And Jay Rodriguez to score and Southampton to win was 3-1. That's been enhanced to 4-1. Each of the last three Premier League meetings between these two sides at the Liberty have ended 1-0 to Southampton. If you think that trend is going to continue, that's available at 13-2 here with William Hill. But it's been a good start for Paul Clement at Swansea. He's won two of his three Premier League games in charge, and that's equaled Bob Bradley's win tally. And he was there for just 10 games at Swansea. 11-5 Swansea to win this game. Tom, how do you see it?
Well, you know, I look at Southampton and generally they're a team that I want to be siding with this season. More often than not, I've looked at them and thought defensively they're very solid. They're one of the few teams in the Premier League where I look at them defensively, it doesn't matter who plays, and I think, yeah, you know, they're going to keep the scoreline down. They're used to keeping clean sheets. They've got a giant of a goalkeeper, and probably somebody will be a target for a top four club at some point in Fraser Foster. So generally, I like Southampton. But the problem has been that the goals that they've had. And of course, now they're coming up against this resurgent sort of Swansea side. So I think it's a bit of a difficult one, this one. You know, Swansea haven't been great at home. You know, we can go through all kinds of facts and figures for them on home. So they've won just two matches. Likewise, Southampton have won just two away games. So you can't really read a huge amount into that. The problem you've got when you're looking at the prices here is the fact that Swansea are certainly buoyed by Paul Clement's arrival. And that victory over Liverpool, now that's got to have completely changed around the mood around the camp. You know, the training ground, players will be arriving with a little spring in their step. Paul Clement, by all accounts and reading some reports from down in South Wales, you know, has changed quite a lot of things with regard to training schedules, how they're approaching things. He's kind of brought a smile back to some of the players' faces. And I think they now feel that they've got a man in charge who knows what he's doing. You know, whether he's going to be a great Premier League manager or not is irrelevant. The point is he knows, having worked with some great managers at some big clubs, how to organise a side. And that's precisely what he's doing. And the games for Swansea now, you know, we're not at that stage where they're running out, but they've kind of given themselves a bit of hope now. They're out of the bottom three and they can really push Crystal Palace in there, who've got a tough game at Bournemouth, you know, this week. So I think it's a big game for Swansea and they've got to start getting some results at home. But I'm just a little bit in a quandary because of that victory over Liverpool. Is that enough for me to now think, yes, Swansea are onto a good thing and they're going to go win two and three games? Or was that them catching a very poor Liverpool side? I don't know. I'm looking at this one and I'm thinking a draw for starters at 11-5. So I think Southampton would probably take that. I couldn't trust Southampton to win the game because they don't win enough games away from home. So I'm going to play the draw. But I'd also have a look at goals in the second half here. Just, you know, it might be something you want to look in play. It might be something you want to back before the match. But generally, I was a bit surprised that the 14 goals that Swansea have scored at home, only three of them have come in the first half. And similarly, Southampton have conceded 15 goals away from home and 10 of those have been in the second half. So you might want to look at however way you want to play it. There's a number of different ways, of course. But for goals to come in the second half, maybe a tight first half and we might get a few in the second. But I think ultimately it's going to be a draw. I think it's baby steps still for Swansea.
The highest scoring half, by the way, to be the second half is 11-10 here with William Hill. You'll find that in the half markets section on the William Hill website. So Swansea versus Southampton. Tom going with a draw at 11-5. Derek?
Heading me off at the pass there. That sounds great. That 11-10 for the second half to be the highest scoring half. That screams value, that one. I mean, if this game was a fortnight ago, you'd have been all over Southampton. But a number of things have happened since then, principally Swansea's performance and results at Liverpool, and Southampton being in the EPL Cup final. You know, I suggested that in Friday's bulletin that they might take the foot off the gas in the FA Cup after that, and they did indeed, played a few second stringers. And who's to say it won't happen in the league too? Because they ain't going anywhere. They ain't going to go up much and they ain't going to be going down, that's for sure. And we've seen it in the past. Teams who've got to the final of the League Cup, their form in the league has fallen off a cliff. It's after you, Claude, time. So you've got to bear that in mind. So 7-5 Southampton is no bet to me. And I'll tell you one thing about Swansea. I was the one giving them hope when they were bottom of the league. I'm saying they've got a better team than you think. And I remember a couple of weeks ago before they played Arsenal, I read an article which was saying this Swansea team are going to turn a corner. They're nowhere near as bad as their league position implies. And if you look at the stats, blah, blah, blah. Now, normally, every night I read in the paper, I ignore because it's written by idiots like me. But this was a persuasive argument. And I thought, I wouldn't mind that. I'll have a look at these against Arsenal. Anyway, they played great for about the first half. And in the end, they lost 4-0. But it was a much better performance. So in a way, that result against Liverpool the following week didn't come as much a surprise to me as it did to most. What I'm saying is they are a better side than their league position implies, and 11-5 to beat Southampton, I see absolutely no reason not to lump on, apart from the fact I've got no money left. So yeah, it's Swansea for me.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.